The South Oxley estate was opened in 1947 largely as overspill from London. In 1995, a series of interviews was recorded with people who had lived there during the previous 50 years or so. We've been passed a digitised version of this edited tape. We don't know who's being interviewed or who the interviewer was, and if you recognise anyone, please tell us. But as you listen to this recording, remember that these are real people telling us what it was like to live and work in South Oxley.
Did you want to move here?
No, I didn't. I wanted to get to Slough because my husband was there. I was away nearly 10 years before we got back together. The war broke out. They evacuated the children first and then the mothers. Our children went to Wiltshire. So when the mothers went, we went to one place and our children wasn't there, so we didn't have our children for so long. And then my husband got a job at Slough, so then they offered me one at South Oxley, but my husband was still away.
So we moved to Elstree, December 1948, and my sister-in-law come from London over here, and that's how I came to come to South Oxley in 1954. In 1927, they offered it to which was the LCC in them days. As you know, things don't go overnight in selling land and everything, does it? It goes on. War came in 1939. More or less, the LCC had got this place. That's when they started building, I think, after the war. You had the electric shop and the gas shop. I bought an iron, I think, once, and I paid weekly for that, about half a crown a week. Well, we used to pick the rug up, put it on the line and beat it when it got the dust out. There's a say of today when people say, oh, I've done my washing today. Oh, you haven't got an automatic then? Yeah, of course I have. I said, well, you never done it. You sorted out your washing for the machine to do it. I mean, I remember standing there washing the baby's napkins, boiling them up in the gas boiler and putting them back in the sink to rinse and that. Nobody really locked their doors up because you left the door open for the milkman or the baker to put the loaf in if you was going shopping. And you've got to remember, the gas meter and electric light meter are all sixpences and pennies. I mean, in them days, we didn't have fridges. Milk, you put in a bucket of cold water to keep it fresh instead of going off. I mean, my Frank loved his garden and he used to grow all his own vegetables. But of today, what they put on the land and that, what they feed the cows with and that, we never had eat by so-and-so, eat by so-and-so. 5 shillings a week then, school dinners, which was a lot of money in them days. We don't want to come home, Mum, to dinner. We like would all school dinners. Well, I knew the ladies that worked there. So when Freddie started school there, they all stopped for dinners. So I got a little part-time job down at the baker, see, so to help, you know. 5 shillings a week was a lot of money in them days. Woodhall School opened in the September of 1954, where we was lucky because children either had to travel to school or I think it was go over the other side. Then they went to Hampden School, named St James Ortham afterwards, but it was known as Hampden School. The history was when the LCC brought it from Blackwells, where Hampden School was, will either give that piece of land very cheap or gave it to the LCC, that there was always to be a school for that children of South Oxley will always have a school. Well, they've pulled it down, haven't they? Mm. And built houses there.
Mm. We were watching a video about carnivals that took place in South Oxley.
Oh, I'd seen the carnivals go by on the road, oh yeah. Because we used to have a fair down there every year. The black cabs now, when they started, I think it used to cost you about 2 and 6 from the station, or 1 and 2 and 6, I think it was.
Can I just ask, what was Christmas Day like when you were bringing up your children?
I mean, I won't like this. I used to make all my own Christmas puddings, my own Christmas cakes. You'd just buy different things that you could afford. Always had a lovely Christmas tree. My Frank loved Christmas. You had more laughs than sorrow, really, yeah. When people say, you know, I wouldn't live in South Oxley. I said, anything that goes on, when you find out, it's not people from South Oxley that live here. It's people that come to South Oxley, like kids, you know. You find that they lived elsewhere, but they were caught in South Oxley doing something, which gave South Oxley a bad name. But if you read, normally they come from another estate. You know, it makes me cross, really, the way people talk. But I've been happy here and my children were happy. Yes, I've enjoyed living in South Oxley very, very much.
Oxley Wood, the big Oxley Wood path. There was no Oxley Drive as there is now. They blew up all the trees along the to make a road. Well, it wasn't too bad because it was such an open place. Well, nothing like the noise in London from bombs and that. There was only our 10 houses finished on this day. Nothing but mud everywhere. And then they went further down Hailing Road, and further down Hailing Road they did a few of those and go around. But in the meantime, Fulford Road, that was an orchard originally, and when we came, there was just nothing but fruit trees, you know. Blew up and dug up all those trees, built the houses. Well, we had hot and cold water, which we didn't have in our houses in London, you see. No baths, you know, we had to have the old zinc bath, you know, in front of the fire. Uh-huh. There were public baths, of course. Shepherd's Bush, pay your money and go and have a bath. When we moved here, it was one of the blessings. Water. Mm. I moved in just 1 week before my 30th birthday, 87 now. At that age, I had 3 children, but our lives were so busy trying to keep clean and keep the children clean. We didn't go out very much and go and find out where things were or building was going on. Money, as you can imagine, used to be tight then in those days. The few odd films that we did take of our children, you know, by the time you've had those printed, that was all we could afford that week. Mm. So we had children's allowance then, not for the first child, only had it for the second in those days. 5 shillings per child. Well, Dean itself was like this, a sort of shingle road, tarmac road like it is now. The actual look of the estate was much nicer then. It was for quite a number of years. With the increase of cars and things, spoilt all the grass verges, which used to look so nice and neat and tidy. But for a social life, of course, as the place has built up, then, of course, it has offered us more. They had a celebration thing at Woodhall Lane once. Joan Collins actually came and opened it, and she was a starlet then. I know she's a nice-looking lady, sort of thing, but she was only about 17 then.
He was living in London-like, and my husband was a soldier. He wanted to give me to South Oxford. Said, would you have his pay book ready and everything? He was living in terrible conditions up there. Some of the places was freezing.
When you first arrived, what was here?
Not a lot.
Nothing.
No road.
No roads. Taxi side, all running down the road. All the water,
wooden,
wasn't it?
Station. If you went out to work, you had to take another pair of shoes with you. Especially ladies going to the office.
When they said to me, we've got a place for you in South Oxy, I thought, flipping heck, of all places to go in South Oxy, because it got such a bad name outside the area. And when I came, see what facility I've got, I thought, well, I'm well off here, I've got all the shops. The community seemed good.
On a Sunday night down there, used to have a queue upstairs for tickets for the following morning. Before that, you had to depend on, unless you went to Watford or anywhere. Then they built some shops up Little Oxy Lane. I don't know whether they were before these shops or not, do you?
Yeah, they was. If you wanted sheets or pillowcases, towels.
How about big events like the coronation?
Well, I've given him a photo of the coronation of children.
Had they come out for a party? Or?
Yeah, we had a party in the street for them.
I mean, them days too, Christmas Day was on a Monday and Tuesday, you went back to work. The next day, and now, if it's Christmas falls on a weekend, you get 2 extra days. I mean, you get a stocking with a couple of oranges and an apple and a few nuts in it, perhaps and an homemade toy or a doll, and that was it. New Year, people used to just walk in each other's house on the New Year. But, I mean, no, you wouldn't dare leave your bloody door unlocked now.
You used to have a bit of string, didn't you, behind the door?
The key up,
yeah, let yourself in, yeah. Oh, I lost my purse the other week. And I thought, I'm going straight over to the police station and tell them I'm getting back. Closed. The years go so quick, don't they? Happy days. What a nice lot of people.
Well, yeah.